Yeah, so that's Orville Dorp with Jesus Marijuana. This is a Vancouver guy from the 70s, I guess, 80s, so I don't know. Really cool. It's from an LP called The History of Vancouver's Rock and Roll that Max Heim lent it to us, so we can play some crazy Vancouver music from before. So we'll play more of this LP next time. What else? We listen to The Bell Rays with Snake City and The Gossip also. The Bell Rays are coming to town on September 7. Before then, we listen to The Gossip with Standing in the Way of Control. And before them, we listen to Chuk Chuk Chuk. With Must Be the Moon is the name of the song. Pretty crazy, guys. Don't miss them this Saturday, the Electric Owl. Linda's here, ready for her show. Come by, Linda.
Bene, grazie.
So, I guess we just put your CD here and...
Off we go, okay.
Cool, so stick around because she has some cool music here. And I'll see you next week. Hopefully, aunts and uncles will be playing on the show, so, yeah, tune in. La 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 la.
To give him the boot. Benvenuti a tutti. I give him the boot. Onore di musica italiana. Sono le 2:05 qui su CTR 101.9. Sono Linda Bull. Sarò con voi fino alle 3. Oggi ho da proporvi della musica varia e anche spero di avere un'intervista breve con un musicista canadese di origine italiana, Dominic Mancuso, che sarà qui questo fine settimana, domenica sera, al Cella Jazz Club. Lui ha vinto con un suo disco il Juno, che è un premio molto importante qui in Canada, quindi parleremo con lui fra poco e magari per cominciare potrei anche farvi sentire qualche altro pezzo dal suo disco che ultimamente sto mettendo tantissimo perché mi piace davvero tanto. Lui ha una voce spettacolare, veramente forte e piena di emozione, molto bella. Magari vi faccio sentire un brano di origine siciliana, diciamo un brano tradizionale che si chiama Mi Vuoto, Vuotu. Questo brano ha anche la chitarra di Tony Zorzi e il basso di George Coller, altro che chitarra e voce di Dominic Mancuso.
Lo sai buca il taglio alla sari. Quando la vita mia finisce mori, lo sa.
Was the beautiful voice of Rosa Peda from an album called Informa di Rosa, and Dorme tu Dorme, the name of that track. She's from Sicily, and she has many prizes to her credit, including the very important Premio Matteo Salvatore, who was, of course, a fabulous Sicilian singer-songwriter. And you can find out more about her on her website. Just before that, we heard from Dominique Mancuso's album Comfortably Mine, Kuruna, the name of the track. So I'm going to have Dominique on the line soon, hopefully. But before I do, I'll play another track of his from his album. And it's a Juno Award-winning album, Best World Music Album of the Year from last year. Let's listen to a classic. This one's called O Sole Mio.
Cosa è una giornata e sole, un'aria serena. dopo una tempesta, per l'aria fresca pare già una festa. Che bella cosa una giornata e sole. Mai è nato sole più bello è te. Oh sole mio, stai in fronte a me. Oh sole, oh sole mio, stai in fronte a me. Stai in fronte a me. Quando fa notte e il sole si scende, ma viene quasi una malinconia sotto la finestra tua. Ora sta Dio, quando fa notte il sole se ne scende. Mai è nato sole a me. Stai in fronte a me. Malinconia
Okay, so that was Franco Morone and a track called Good Morning Gambetta, which is dedicated, of course, to Beppe Gambetta, the great fingerstyle guitarist. I'm hoping that I now have on the line Dominique Mancuso from Toronto. Dominique, are you there? Can you hear me?
I am here. Welcome, West Coast.
Aha, fantastic. Thank you for being with me this afternoon. I know it's a little bit later for you. We had a bit of a time warp, time difference. The 3 hours is sometimes a bit confusing.
It's all good. Vancouver is going to go to the Stanley Cup.
Oh, God, not you, too. You're also a hockey fan. I thought...
I'm on.
You should be a soccer fan, no?
I should, but I'm Canadian.
Oh, that's true. It's true. But you do have Sicilian roots, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to quickly chat with you today also because it's very exciting that you'll be here in Vancouver this weekend on Sunday night. In fact, you're going to be playing at the Cellar Jazz Club, right?
I am. We're pretty excited about playing your little gem of a venue there. It's been there before and excited to come there with my project.
It's fantastic. Would you like me to tell, or would you like to tell my listeners out there a little bit about who's going to be coming with you and what repertoire you're going to be playing?
Okay, well, on May 29th, this Sunday, I'm going to have Paco Lubiano on bass. Paco's originally from Acapulco, Mexico. And Paco plays with some of the finest Latin jazz musicians in the country, like Claudio Duran, and the list goes on and on. Tony Zorzi on guitar, who graced my album with such phenomenal performances on a variety of string instruments, such as mandolin and banjo-tar, etc. And myself on guitar and vocals, and a local Vancouver native, Jesse Cahill, on drums.
Fantastic. Yes, Jesse Cahill is well known at the Jazz Cellar.
Yeah. And Jesse was available and willing to do the show. We've toured once on the West Coast with him, and we enjoy playing together. In terms of repertoire, you asked about repertoire.
Yeah, just because... I was just going to say, just because I've been playing snippets from your album Comfortably Mine, which is predominantly an album of covers of Italian, of the Italian folk tradition, mainly from southern Italy, Naples, Sicily, and other places. And I was curious to know that if that's the genre that you're going to be playing, or if you have something else up your sleeve.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to be... also featuring original compositions that have been in the works for years, and that will be on my follow-up recording, which is in the works as we speak. And what's interesting about some of these compositions is I'm starting to bring the listeners that have kind of come to know me through the Italian language into my bilingual, for lack of a better word, status.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be having fun with language on a variety of compositions where the songs will teeter-totter between Sicilian and English or Italian and English, etc., as well as original compositions in English. So it will be a bilingual show.
Great.
Featuring some of the favorite stuff off of the Juno Award-winning record, as well as... a good body of work that's all new and fresh and original compositions.
That's fantastic. I love the album. It's so interesting. I wouldn't have thought to have expected, for instance, not that it's an issue of quality at all, that you won the Juno Award with an album in Italian, or indeed not even in Italian, but in different dialects. You know, it's quite an achievement, I think, and it's a testament to the fact that no matter what language you're singing in, it's the emotion that comes through, and, you know, anyone can understand that, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I find that to be a very common experience when I've been touring across the country. I mean, the people in Halifax, wow. I've been re-invited a bunch of times to perform at the Red Coast Jazz Festival. And, you know, you're singing in Sicilian dialect, but, you know, they're picking up on the hardships of life, you know, and they can sense that through the emotions in the music and the instrumentation.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I really like the wealth of sounds that are on the album. There's everything from very subtle instrumentation of a song like Non Andare Via, which, you know, just has a little bit of guitar, you know, and your voice, and that's the focus, to, you know, some of the really right out there full-on band things. Like I played Kuruna, which is another, it's a great one because it has so much percussion on it. You know, it's got the tamburello, it has shakers and triangles, as well as accordion and guitars and drums and everything. So it's great that you can go from, you know, the very subtle, soft, I'd say probably basic emotion of just the voice to something that's a little bit more fun. And I think definitely for me, I recall when I saw you first, when I met you, was with Michael Occhipinti's Sicilian Jazz Project at the Rossini's in Kitsilano. You guys were playing as a Juno nominee for, you know... I can't remember. Was that back in 2008, 2009? I can't quite remember now.
It was 2009, 2009, before my record was nominated and eventually won, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's because you gave me a copy of your record then. And, I mean, I loved that project. What a cool idea to make jazzy versions of traditional Sicilian tunes. Yeah, it's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're in a communications medium, and that's how I tend to position myself. I'm a communicator, and I've decided, you know, the music and sounds to be part of the vocabulary. And I think that openness of heart has enabled me to collaborate with the breadth of musicians that I've had the privilege to. You know, last week, I was part of the Lula World Festival in Toronto. And Lula Lounge is the temple of world music in Toronto, if not Canada. And I had on stage with me such a diverse and eclectic group of musicians, some of Canada's most forward-thinking musicians. Had Ravi Nampali on tabla.
Mm-hmm.
Had Hugh Marsh on violin. Chen De Leon, supercussion, on percussion. And Tony Zorzi and Roberto Chipinti on contrabasso. And it's just, you know, really, really surrounding yourself with people who have the open mind to say, you know, we're communicating here. You know, this isn't just about the ego and the id, but it's about reaching out and resonating with audiences and resonating with other musicians so that we can push towards a euphoric, some euphoria, you know?
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good thing. I think we all need some more euphoria in our lives.
Yeah.
And
sometimes that euphoria takes place in a very subtle way, or sometimes it's required to be very saturated and rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with lots of stimulation, lots of things going on, stuff to choose from. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing you and hearing you play again this weekend. It's only a few days away. I urge everybody who's in Vancouver, who's interested in hearing some great music and something maybe a little bit out of the ordinary, to come down to the Jazz Cellar. I believe there'll be two sets of music, probably. Usually it's a set at 8 and a set at 9:30, so you can come down either of those times or catch both sets, which I'd recommend. I played a few tracks earlier, Dominique, that you may not have heard, but I played a few tracks. The Sicilian ones, Mi Vuoto, which is a classic, you know, it's been done by so many people. Rosa Balestieri is one of those ones who, you know, it's very famous for that. Coruna, which is another great one, and a Neapolitan song, I guess. Eduardo Di Capua wrote O Sole Mio, and a lot of people know that one, you know, as a classic crooner's song. But again, you do it in a way that's not expected. I thought it'd be really cool to play this Matteo Salvatore tune, Il Pescivendolo. What do you think about that? Sorry, I didn't catch you there.
I think that would be fantastic and lots of fun. I think the listeners would enjoy it.
Yeah, it's an odd one. And I think, too, Matteo Salvatore, you know, has a big place in a lot of people's hearts in the folk tradition, especially in Sicily, but all over Italy. How did you come across Matteo Salvatore's stuff?
I came across him through the film Big Night.
Oh, really?
I was commissioned by this restaurateur, incredible chef in Toronto, Carmen Accogli, from the Big Ragu, to perform 12 tracks from the soundtrack of Big Night. Are you familiar with the movie?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's a great film.
Yeah, and basically Carmen replicated the cuisine in the movie, and we turned it into a Big Night where we had the waiters dressed up in black and white and all in character, and we invited the public to reserve dinner, and we performed 12 tracks off that soundtrack, and that was one of them. And Matteo did it solo, right? Guitar and voice.
Mm-hmm.
When I was producing the record, because the main thrust of this music was to really put a very North American spin on it, I opted for an unconventional instrumentation where I brought in intentionally surf guitar, and I brought in a rock kind of bass line to anchor the bass part down almost ostinato-like, and allow some of the instrumentation, like banjo and surf guitar, to just have a very fun, sarcastic, jovial presence in the piece, just like the lyrics. And it was quite effective, and people liked that track a lot.
Great. Well, I'm going to play that now, and I'm going to say goodbye and thank you very much for coming on the show today, even though you're not physically with us. You're here in spirit, and you will be here physically on Sunday night, so I look forward to seeing you at the Jazz Cellar on Sunday night, May 29th. Don't miss it, everybody. Thanks very much, Dominique.
Thank you, and if everybody's not able to make that show on May 31st, we're in Salmon Arm at the Shiswap Theater. And on June 4th, we're at in Kamloops at the Kamloops Convention Center Theater.
Oh, great. So there's more opportunities for people to come if they're in the outside of the Vancouver area or want to go for a drive into the interior of BC.
Thanks.
Okay, Dom. Okay. Ci vediamo domenica.
Speriamo.
Okay, ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Sen dall'R stamattina aiettata la rete a me, tanta pesce di e peschetta e mi senta a criere, quello pesce calamare tre l'ho pescata stamattina e la vende a buon mercato, e perché mi vuoi sposare, cure di femmina d'un paese aiettata la bancarella, mentre te villo dentro la gonnella e te la frie dentro la padella, quello pesce calamere tre l'ho pescata stamattina e la venne a buon mercato, e perché mi vuoi sposare, canta di carra, canta di carra. Stamattina hai dato la rete a me, tanta pesce via pescata e mi sento a raccriere, lo pesce calamere tre la pescata stamattina e lo vende a buon mercato, e perché mi vuoi sposare, curi di femmina con il paese aiettate la bancarella, vendete villo dentro la gonnella e te la frie dentro la padella, uè lupesse.
Buon appetito, buon appetito.
È arrivato sul pallone con il botto del cannone, è arrivato su tre ruote con la gotta sulle gote, è arrivato in aerostato coi forzuti del Caucaso, sul Mercedes cabinato è arrivato il Maragia. Col monopolo e il ciclofono va in rivista il Maragia, salza l'asta del ginnasta quando passa il Maragia, si sollevano i manubri dei sollevatori bulgari, si spara l'uomo cannone quando passa il faraone, apre il mazzo anche il pavone se lo chiede il Maragia. Si scompiscia, si sganascia, si oscureggia il Maragia, raglia tutta la marmaglia quando raglia il Maragia, sguaglia in forti commensali, versa gli otri di boccali, pascia lato, si stravagga, si stramazza il Maragia. Ma zittiscono e sguittiscono, si sternuta il Maragia, si stupiscono e svaniscono, se si acciglia il Maragia, i giannizzeri ottomani fanno guardie sui divani, col ventaglio e col serraglio danno lustro al Maragia. posa su una stola, Tiernellino si consola, gli occhi viola, si ristora sui cuscini di tartà. Alle corse degli struzzi fa la mostra dei suoi vizi, sogna tutti i suoi topazzi a diventare Maharaja. La finanza si rinpinza il Maharaja, tutti accoglie, tutti abbaglia, tutti ammaglia il Maharaja, fa da padre, da padrino, alza tutti al suo destino, non bisogna più pensare, pensa tutti il Maharaja, ma t'attacca con riguardo tutto il bacio del suo sguardo, se non credi più a nessuno, niente crede neanche a te. I miei sogni se li hai presi, l'uomo nero e non li ha resi, l'uomo nero che ti tiene, ti trattiene un anno intero, ma ha coperto tutto d'oro e poi mi ha lasciato solo, solo, solo per pensare a diventare Maharaja.
Semina furore, lasciandoci le cose. zampe in eredità, lasciandoci le colpe in eredità. Andremo a piedi sotto il mare, da qui ai Caraibi, cercando un senso in questo sogno, non c'è niente. Andremo a piedi sotto il mare, da qui ai Caraibi, cercando un senso, non c'è niente.
Guy's beard. What's he got on his head?
Hey, buddy, we don't want your type here.
Yeah, what are you, some kind of terrorist?
Hey, be nice, okay? This bus is a safe harbor. This man deserves respect, doesn't everybody?
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
Allora, bentornati a Give Him the Boot. Mancano solo 10 minuti fino alla fine del programma, purtroppo. Voglio ringraziare Dominic Mancuso per essere stato con me oggi pomeriggio per parlare del suo concerto di domenica sera al Sala Jazz Club e anche del suo disco bellissimo Comfortably Mine. Abbiamo fatto sentire Il Pescivendolo, è un brano di Matteo Salvatore. Matteo Salvatore era un cantautore italiano della Puglia, proprio del Gargano. Infatti lui era un interprete di canti tradizionali del Gargano ed era un compositore anche di tante cose bellissime. Ci sono tanti cantautori, diciamo, attuali che riconoscono l'importanza di questo uomo. Allora, ho fatto sentire i Mau Mau, che sono un gruppo molto diverso, dalle altre cose che ho fatto sentire oggi, tipo Vinicio Capossela, che è un cantautore anche lui del sud Italia, ormai però vive da anni, direi, credo a Milano. Marajà, il nome del brano che ho fatto sentire, e i Mau Mau con un loro disco Dea, da qui ai Caraibi, e loro fanno musica nel dialetto torinese di Torino, però con un pizzico di musica africana, ma di tutti i tipi. Sono molto interessanti, a me piacciono molto. Mau Mau si chiamano, esistono dagli anni 80 e spero che diciamo prossimamente esca un altro disco, perché ormai è ora, direi. Allora, andiamo in un altro mondo diverso, questa volta nel mondo del popolo che parla un'antica forma di greco, il greco, anche loro del sud Italia, e questo gruppo Gettonia si specializzano in canzoni in questo dialetto, se lo vogliamo chiamare così. Allora, sentiamo i Gettonia. Rindineddaci, rindini lo mare.